I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While Sudan gets ready for a secession vote, Wycliffe Associates is trying to make sure the Bible translation moves forward. Wycliffe had to close their Juba Training Center in 1988. It's open again, and Wycliffe Associates is doing its part to help Bible translation, says Bruce Smith.
We've been involved in helping to refurbish some facilities we built about 20 years ago to be used as a training center for national Christians there in Sudan.
Smith says Sudan is a huge strategic priority for them.
There's over 100 languages spoken throughout the country, and about half of them still have no scripture at all.
Next, just drying out from early November flooding, parts of Sri Lanka are back underwater as a second round of heavy rains hit the island nation. Gospel for Asia reports the work hasn't been hindered, but pastors and believers there need prayer. Roads are underwater and impassable. Many are displaced. GFA Compassion Services teams are in the area ministering to the people affected by the flooding. Pray that as Christians reach out, they'll be able to share their faith. And two decades represents a lot of change. In 1990, the first web page was created. Nelson Mandela was released from prison, and the Philippines was rocked by disaster. It was also the year that Biblica translators began working on the Tagalog Contemporary Scripture Translation. Leo Alcanga says it'll soon become a powerful instrument to reach 85 million Tagalog speakers in the Philippines for Christ.
Transforming the people to the Word of God, that is our first concern. Secondly, we are praying that many souls will be seeing the truth, the light, and the life through the Word of God.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.